Go time.
Sorry.
You've got your head on prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us here this evening. Please keep our minds open, our hearts open, and remind us that you are here with us every day. Please be with our children, with our staff, their administration, and everyone in the community here. We love you, appreciate you, and thank you. Please be with us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All right, everyone. Welcome to the board agenda meeting, etc.
Etc.
All right. So we'll start with good things.
I have something good.
Yeah.
Yes. So we got a letter from Will Metcalf last week. I think you all did too, related to our ESSER money. And so we did get confirmation that we will be receiving initially on the two-thirds release. We'll be receiving $3,154,219, and then there's a remaining one-third of $1,577 and change for a complete total of funding of $4,731,328. I just want to thank Will on behalf of the district for fighting for us and continuing to fight for public education. So that's my good thing. And I think they've already figured out a way to spend it all, right, Kevin? What's that? Three. And Tammy? Yeah, so we do have a good ESSER plan to present to the board next month or in May, so we're very thankful for that.
Okay, great. And I guess we'll go over that a little bit more, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyone else? Good things?
Good things. Our softball team is advancing in playoffs, which is a really good thing after losing the talent that we lost last year, and for these girls to pull together and beat Orangefield, who was first in their district. So we fought for fourth place just to get into playoffs, and then to go and beat Orangefield two games in a row. There wasn't even an if game, really. And they performed really well. So very, very proud of them. We play again. They play again Friday night at Montgomery against Sealy. So. It's a one-gamer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do we get tickets? Did Marcus put them on?
I don't know.
Go through and get the tickets online?
I haven't seen anything, but I can look.
Yeah, we can find out for you.
You can? Okay, mm-hmm. That'd be great.
I have another good thing. Sorry. So last week, y'all know I'm on the Future Ready Superintendent's Leadership Network design team. And so our design team had this last Wednesday session for about 160 other superintendents and leaders from across the state. And we didn't mess it up. Everybody said it was pretty good. So our whole thing was telling your story, being accountable to the right things. And so we had Stacy Walker from Milliken that we saw when we went on our trip. He addressed the board on branding. And so our team got some really good conversation going about that, about the importance of branding and telling your story. And Deitra hosted our Gears Kids, did a breakout session, and Ms. Brashear and Ms. Garza hosted a session where they talked about leading with a strategic direction. So it was just good representation for Spring Horizon.
That was the Future Ready set?
Yeah, Friesland. It is. I know, it's a long acronym. But it's good because it's designed and led by superintendents, like we do our own. So it's as good as it can be in a virtual setting.
Well, that's awesome news. That's what I was trying to figure. I guess it was still doing virtual, so it's hopefully that'll slide out. Oh gosh, can't wait. Anyone else?
Jason, you got a good thing?
We were only here, a week ago, so maybe we used up all our good things on the last one.
No, we had the Will's already threw it out there, but in case he didn't, we had the FFA banquet. So. Two of my kids kind of racked up on some awards, and Lance is the vice president for the FFA chapter. So,
congratulations.
And that little deal was pretty neat. So the other cool thing for me is I got a FFA jacket retired to me, so it's kind of a highlight there, too.
How'd you like that ornament?
No, it didn't fit.
How'd you like that ornament?
Yeah.
They give you a little ornament? Did Garrett give you an ornament?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was pretty neat.
It is cool.
Yeah, that's the one that made Jody cry. Was reading the ornament.
Cool. Alan, you want to add to that?
Oh, no, I don't want to boast or anything.
Well, you had a pretty good presence there, too, I'd say.
Yeah. It was a good night. Very, homey, I guess you'd say, rather than.
Yeah,
it was a nice atmosphere. I do appreciate that coming.
Yeah. A little warm, but it was warm.
Yeah. Well, I was glad to see there's a senior center. I may just join soon. Yeah, play bingo, get free food. No.
Yeah.
Dan, you good?
Just a personal note, we got my son finished up his sophomore semester at East Texas Baptist. On the dean's list second time,
awesome.
So we're proud of him, and got him moved home this weekend. Or actually, he decided to go have fun with his friends for a week, and we moved all of his stuff home. Mom and Dad moved all my stuff, and I'm gonna go, vacation for a week.
His second year?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oof, that's pricey. So that's you get a raise when you finish with that. All right. So next we have the agenda review of next meeting. So
if you want to do the audience, read through it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jackie. Yeah, I just totally skipped past that. Thank you for reminding. Mm-hmm. All right. Audience participation. Participants must have signed up prior to board meeting start time. Participants may address the board on any agenda item. Participation is limited to 3 minutes to make comments to the board, unless the participant requires the use of a translator, in which case participation is limited to 6 minutes. The board will only consider complaints that remain unresolved after being addressed through proper administrative channels and when they've been placed on the agenda. Please note the Board of Trustees shall not deliberate, respond, or make decisions regarding any subject that is not included on the agenda that's posted. For further information on these requirements, contact Katie Key, Superintendent Secretary, at 281-689-4441. And I have not been presented with any audience slips, so we shall move on.
Dive in.
Yes.
So if you look at the May 17th regular board meeting agenda here, I know there's several things in front of you. We'll discuss that as well. So student recognition will recognize the top 10 students, not the top 10%, the top 10. District recognition, Katie, do we have a district recognition?
No.
We do not. Okay. Administrative presentations, curriculum management plan presentations, so we do that every month. That will be the virtual learning plan for 2021 and 2022. And Tammy is here to kind of just talk a little bit about where we are in that process. So you can come on.
So that's in reference to House Bill 1468. It currently passed through the House, and so now it's in the seat of the Senate. Some of the highlights of the plan is it requires grades 3 through high school, so it does it. We can't even offer it to K through 2. It has to be synchronous. We don't know what that means yet. If it passes with the Senate, then there's going to be more guidelines created by Commissioner Morath, so we're not sure what that means. We've done a lot of research. Nathan has reached out to Conroe, so we've met with Conroe, Cleveland, Huffman, McCaney, Humble. Conroe currently is designing one. It looks very much like the one that we kind of had in the fall, but they've got bigger capacity in their district and they've been using Canvas for a while. But there still is contingent upon what it looks like with the synchronous once we get more guidelines from the state of Texas. They are going to go ahead and pay for students in the virtual setting with their guidelines. Does that make sense to you guys?
So we'll get the ADA for them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Well, so we'll get the ADA.
We will get the ADA in grades 3 through high school for students who choose to do it. Conroe has some workarounds that we don't have just because they're larger. For instance, UIL, kids can participate in UIL, but what they do is they unenroll them at the high school and enroll them in the virtual school, and they're not offering UIL in the virtual school. So if a kid wants to do UIL there, they have to remain at their home campus. Does that make sense? Well, we wouldn't really have that option.
Do they then re-enroll them? So it's like an unenroll and re-enroll back and forth? Or
if
is
they
it
were to go back to their home campus. So they're going to be like a school, a standalone. their virtual academy is going to be.
But they wouldn't have virtual learning in their regular high school.
Gotcha, gotcha. It's almost like the early college if it were a separate entity, yeah.
So they currently, and see, just to talk capacity, and this is where it gets really challenging for us, they currently have 10,000 students in remote learning. They're going to.
Wow, in remote learning.
They're going to try to cap their academy at 2,000, meaning that they're going to take 40 to 50 teachers that they currently already have there and reassign them to the virtual academy. So they're not adding new FTEs other than they did hire a principal who's kind of designing the HOPE program and one coordinator who's helping them. So they did add those positions, but they're currently not planning on adding the FTEs. They're going to use as many of the current FTEs that they have already. That's what we were told by the two ladies. We did a virtual meeting with them. So we don't really have that capacity here. We do know that we're almost certain we can't use Edgenuity, which means we might not have the capacity to support high school next year in the virtual setting until we can figure out a better design for us, and that's going to take more time than just these 2 to 3 months prior to the beginning of the school year. I don't want to do what we had to do last year. I really want to take the time to explore it, think about it, think about the budgeting piece to it. What does that look like?
Why do you think we won't use Edgenuity?
It's really asynchronous. It's really, we have a facilitator there that's available for if the student gets stuck or they call out the students getting behind on their work because they run reports, but it's not really their, like if they need support in math and this facilitator's in English, they have to go find a math teacher to come and help support them, which they have to do a little bit of that, but mostly it's really independently done.
Gotcha.
So really the advantage that is only really to the larger high schools who already have that in place then, really, right?
That's how can if you think of Pasadena has one, then they already have one with the Texas Virtual Home Learning or the Virtual Learning Network. Humble ISD is designing one right now, but they're pretty quiet about it because I think it's still the beginning of the design phase. Conroe is sharing, and that's because they have a principal. Nathan had a meeting with Goose Creek ISD this afternoon, who also hired a principal for a virtual learning academy there that they're going to open. So it seems like the larger high schools definitely, or the larger districts definitely have an advantage because they've got the capacity, as far as people capacity, to do it than the smaller districts do. That's what we're learning right now. If I had lots of money, we could get those teachers on board with some of those core subjects, but we just don't have that capacity right now.
Yeah. Well, it's really about not having enough students. Is that?
No, I think that we would have enough students. I just think, because if you think about it, it's high school, you've got 9 through 12, and you've got English 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then you've got Algebra 1, Algebra 2, Geometry. I mean, all the different pathways and the different areas that we would have to support, you'd have to have a composite teacher that can help support that. And then you've got the CTE piece. And it just gets really, really tricky.
Do you have the choice to limit what you do offer, say, like UIL? Where you don't allow the CTE?
We're not sure. The way the wording would have to get clarification. Right now, the way it's worded, I don't think it says that we have to absolutely offer it. Of course, when I asked Troy to read it, he says, I think that's saying we have to offer it, so I'd have to ask TEA for clarification on what their wording means.
And only to have, not even really 2 months by the time it passes, and then really, like, that's a summer.
I'm not sure. When is all of it in? Not even sure when it all ends. That's what they said in Conroe. We talked. They know they have 2 months to get ready before the beginning of the school.
May 31st is the last day for action. The only thing they do after May 31st is come back and clean up what they've acted upon.
But then to get the teachers hired and trained and all of that, that's not very much time.
Is it mandated? I mean, we will have to do this?
No, not mandated. But we looked at this because we started, we currently have 400 kids still on remote. And if you have other districts offering this, then it becomes a competition issue. So we talked about in one of our early meetings about a month ago, the offset of potentially losing ADA and, then looking at the balance with FTEs. And so that's why we're looking at this. We want to be competitive when it makes sense, right? We don't want to lose kids. Now they'd have to move, I think,
the way it reads is that a family can contract with another district, but we're still held accountable for attendance and our accountability for A through F. So So if the student fails, we're still held accountable as a district. The district that we contract with is not.
So I'll let you say we won't probably have the full updated information by the 17th?
Probably going to be June.
Probably going to be June. Mm-hmm. So we're working on it. So if there's anything y'all need to know or questions that you have, just send it to us.
Our plan right now is to put together a plan to present it to Dr. Burke and get his feedback, and then determine, and then we can present it to you guys and determine if this is something we want to do or not. But we've got to consider all the things that we have in place right now that would help support it.
Tammy, I'm not even going to make sense asking this question because I can't remember the title. What's the initiative? And the title, I remember, doesn't make any sense either, that the state was mandating and that they gave us a one-year reprieve, but we were...
Reading academies.
Yes. So is this, I mean, we would be responsible for doing the reading academies and potentially trying to get this together? And, I mean, it just seems like there's a... We only had a one-year reprieve, right?
Our plan is pretty solid in that. I think we've probably already done, I don't know if we've done our MOU with Region 6 or not. I know that's coming up too. But we have a plan for that to start the numbers. We have all of that mapped out. So our reading academy
okay.
plan is solid.
Okay, so it's just executing then. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not necessarily a planning of it. Okay, that's good. Because I'm thinking, I can't imagine the capacity just to plan for all of these at the same time. But
that was in place and ready to rock and roll.
Yeah. Okay. And I remember you presenting on it, don't get me wrong. I just remember that there was still some ambiguity with the state, and then they gave a reprieve, and then they came back. I mean, because now it is mandated for next year, right?
We've already identified the number of teachers and campus leadership at each campus that are going to attend this first year, and then the number that's going to attend in year two. We've got it budgeted, and we really have it budgeted now. Mm-hmm.
So then if we don't adopt that, then we will have no virtual students next year. Okay, that's what I just wanted to make clear.
And any student can go to the state virtual student, right?
Texas virtual schools.
Yes. Yeah.
That's contracted completely.
But I mean, they have the option, right? Every kid that we don't serve has that option. Yeah.
And then obviously we don't get the funding for them, right? And we're not accountable for them.
They come back. Almost all of them come back.
Yep. Yeah.
It's so very hard.
But we'll get you guys more information on that. And then the state gives us, but that's the legislative session. You're going to find out some things so very soon. Any more questions on that before I move to the next one?
Well, I just have one really quickly. Sure. That we're still going, will that change our pathway for digital learning, the plan, once we have the rules?
No, we're
for
still
going to
have
state?
Blended learning.
Okay.
So that's going to happen at Peach Creek Elementary next year, and also DAP, and our plans are to move forward. So we've already identified those teachers as well, and we've got a blended learning academy that they're going to attend this summer. So that really is, that's really only including like 6 teachers. All the instructional specialists and the campus principal will be attending that so that they understand and know what it's going to look like. So that's going to happen at Peach Creek. Wow. Is that what you're asking?
Well, kind of. I guess knowing that our goal is eventually to get to, to talk about, that's one of our goals, at least now, currently, about digital learning. Would that be kind of going on under the surface work? I mean, but like Jackie said, that's a whole lot. If there's blended learning and there's, working on a digital learning curriculum and training teachers.
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying now. So what the plan is currently right now is we have a committee, and they're going to take next year to design what we would call a virtual academy and budget it out so that then we know once we have the design and the budget, we know where we can start. Like, can we start the following year? Maybe not. It probably depends on the budget. When can we start the virtual academy?
Yeah.
So they're gonna explore. So I have a feeling, I'm not sure, that they're going to be similar to the one in Grapevine Colleyville, which we did talk to them too, but that's been like a 15-year, it's 15 years in the making.
Oh, wow.
They have their own teachers, they write their own curriculum, they do their own thing. They have a whole different funding source for that too. So those are the questions we don't know that we have to ask so that we know how to start the design of it. I have a feeling we're going to see more and more of them.
Yeah.
Because of what's happening.
Well, right? There's so many people now, they realize they can work from home, mm-hmm. So why can't your kids go to school from home? So I don't think this is going away. No. So, and just the real challenge is once you get in the high school because you have so many different
to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Biggest challenge.
Good work, Tim.
Yeah, because there's a whole lot of things too to consider that, you know, that the state won't, and then they'll come up with the rules as everyone's working on it. Like, could you go to just core courses plan or a 22 credit plan or something, you know, just so students could graduate and get on with their lives. But anyway, yeah. Thank you.
Ready?
Yeah.
So counseling and social emotional learning updates, and what that will include will be the survey results from the engagement surveys and SEL surveys that we've sent out, and we have the data back, and Odette's in the process of kind of collating that. And we'll do an update on services, kind of plans for next year. I know we had talked about last Monday about college and career readiness being a piece of that, so if there's anything in particular that you guys want Odette to cover besides those three things, or anything specific, I mean, you can tell me now or email me, but she's working on that. She's working on it.
This survey results, student time?
No, there's teacher SEL results, and there's student SEL results, and there's student activity surveys. Like final CTE and athletics.
So do you think is she going to address how the counseling department is going to address the issue, the social emotional? Is like, you know,
yeah, she has a plan. She has a detailed plan on how we're going to approach that.
Okay.
And we'll get you guys the full report well before the meeting, but just in case there's anything you want to know that I didn't cover, just let me know.
Okay.
Monthly police report, five-year plan, and that'll be Chief giving his monthly report and five-year plan. So anything you want to say to that, Chief, other than the obvious?
Are we doing the five-year plan open, or is that...
Like, not tonight. I mean, I think if it's got security implications, then you probably need to cover some of that.
Okay.
However you see fit.
Okay. Probably some should be enclosed. Okay. About numbers and just be safe.
Any questions for Chief? Okay.
Dr. Burt, going back, I'm sorry, to Lloydette's. Is this going to be like a plan that talks about, I know we've somewhat talked about counseling versus guidance or scheduling and so forth, is that going to include a plan for how, you know, if we had the resources, how that would be divided, et cetera? Does it include that?
It certainly can.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why. So counseling versus guidance, or counseling and guidance?
Or like advising.
You mean advising. You know, again, I'm just clarity of what she's planning. I would like to understand going forward, are we looking to increase headcount so that we can, you know, tackle those as two different things, or is it still planned to be part of each role, each counselor's role?
Oh, that's interesting.
That sort of thing.
I think it probably wouldn't be a bad idea at some point, you know, when you talk about the police report five-year plan, about, you know, what the five-year plan, because a lot of that stuff is going to be impossible in counseling to just plan. Here are everyone's good now, you know.
Yeah, you
got a
plan.
And maybe I hate to say, but, you know, usually it's good when we've been talking a lot about pushing down some of the career stuff to the lower grade levels. You know, that's going to take 10 years to come to fruition. So, you know, as you start adding things into a curriculum, maybe she could talk a little bit about a continuing plan for that.
Sure. Let me visit with her and see what specifically that may need to be another.
Because that might take some time to just compile and research.
Dr. Barnes, can you remind me to visit with Lloydette this week? Because I think those are probably two, that could be a long one. Professional learning report, that's basically just a recap of what we've done with professional learning this year and what we're planning on doing this summer.
Okay. I'm sorry to ask one more question. This occurred to me. We were talking about goals. So something like counseling could be affected by the goals, we say. Mm-hmm. So will that, I mean, I would hate for her to present something and then the next month we say, well, our goals now are, you know, right. Not that I'm anticipating anything huge to change, but
no.
I mean, any of this could change a little bit depending upon what the goals are.
Right. I mean, if the goals don't get adopted till June, so we'll have to
Right. Yeah, I guess. I just wouldn't want
to. I know college and career readiness will be one of
for
the
sure. problems.
We talked about that.
Probably
so.
You don't want one to be adverse to the other, like
right,
to conflict with
to
one another. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think they would. I just thought about that. I'm thinking, gosh, here's this big focus on it, and then what if that's yeah. not one of our goals at some point? Like, okay. Okay. Anyway.
All right. Any questions on professional learning? Nope. Okay. Consent agenda. Pretty typical. The action items, and we'll need to kind of cover tonight's action items too, which
yes.
we're going to pull.
The stipend.
So, Kevin, so discussion of possible action to set school lunch prices. That's something we do every year. Good to go. Set date for public hearing for proposed budget. That's something we do every year.
Yep.
Consider approval of depository contract.
Do every 3 years.
Okay. And then
LB Dodge Charlie Becker.
Yes. And how do you want to do the action items? You want to just wait until we get to the special meeting? Or do you want to wait until we get to that piece?
Oh, to
yeah.
You mean you're talking about next?
I'm talking about the gender review.
Right.
Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. I figure so. After.
Okay. We'll do that. My report, hopefully I'll be able to bring back some stuff because Greg and I will be working on plugging in some of the goal work that we started into the balanced scorecard piece and then any other things from governance. I'll be reporting on that. Then we'll have closed session items, personnel, and any other closed session items that we need. And possible agenda items for next meeting. So if you guys will take a look at your stack of papers, we have the SHS principal timeline, but I think we can talk about it now. Dr. Barnes, you want to kind of give them an update on what we're doing?
All right, so starting tomorrow, we're going to do a profile with the parents for blackboards. We have a survey we put together. I'll share with the leadership team and kind of going through some attributes from our strategic direction, also some things we built within our principal profile. We're going to finish up the translating tonight. And Ms. Johnson's going to get that out to us tomorrow at the Blackboard to the high school parents, so they can give us some feedback on what they see and what we should have in the principal. On Friday, me and Mr. Kroger are going to go over to the high school, kind of do what we did in Greenleaf. We're going to set up so the teacher can come through in their conference period and kind of, again, go through those principal profile. Ask them what they want to see in that principal, kind of write that information out, like what you guys saw in the boardroom. And then we're going to do an additional step. I'm going to meet with the students. Ms. Archer is going to get some groups together for us. We're going to try to get different groups from around the campus, athletics, CTE, fine arts, student advisory, student council, and then just a generic group of kids who maybe not participating in a whole lot, a couple troublemakers, you know, just to we want to get everybody's perspective. Then we're going to take that information together, and we're going to try to set up our interviews for next week on the 11th through the 13th. We'll have a committee who will interview. We'll take that information from that, and then I'll share that with Dr. Berg, with Dr. Gregerson, and then we'll try to make a final decision for a second set of interviews. And then hopefully by the end of the month, our goal is by the 24th to be able to announce a new principal.
I was thinking it was an accelerated schedule for that.
But, you know, we want that principal to be able to meet the staff, if possible. If not, then we're not going to rush it. We're just kind of giving you guys.
And just thinking out loud, is it possible to put a small group together over in the junior high since those are going to be in that group?
Yeah,
eighth grade. You got eighth grade moving into
the survey. I'll send it to the eighth grade.
Okay. Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to be seventh grade is coming up just a couple of years, so I mean, mm-hmm. some of that's going to affect those kids moving into high school, and we already know that transition sometimes is pretty tough, so I'd like to see their input on that too.
Dr. Barnes, the parents, I guess I wasn't aware that parents use Blackboard, eh? Because he was used to doing that with college, so
yeah, you know,
they really
send out to their emails, right?
We'll send the email about the survey to all the junior high and high school parents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
they. Blackboard. Yeah, just.
It's a Google form.
Okay. Okay.
Just
yeah, that's what I was thinking
just
through.
Sent, yeah.
blackboard that college.
Yeah, no,
well, they just,
it's not that. Okay, I'm like, wow. That,
yes.
Things have accelerated. I just like. All right.
So, and then the other piece we'll bring for May is our ESSER plan, like what we're deciding, planning to do with those ESSER federal funds over the next 3 years.
Is that on your report? That's still part of your report?
No, that would be possible agenda items for next week.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm in doubt.
Okay. So the governments,
yes.
Talk, are we going to, because we kind of, last time we were just kind of handed that sheet from Greg Long where
yeah.
he had.
Greg Gibson.
Yeah, Greg Gibson. Greg Gibson.
Yeah.
Where he
yeah.
had just added up the totals.
Yes.
Are we going to talk about where the deficiency, is he coming back? Or
that's,
are you
so
going to go over that?
I'm
going to
go
over
with him and probably call you to talk through some of that.
Okay, so that's when, that's, because
yep.
that's a good
It just
thing
depends
to
on
know.
How far we get with
of course,
some of this. Because
yeah.
again,
yeah.
the goals and stuff, that's not adopted until the June regular meeting.
Right.
So we do have a little.
I'm just, yeah, because I'm thinking about all of those heavy things coming
yeah.
up. And I don't want that to be yeah. forgotten if that's something we could work on, you know,
Absolutely.
To get the board better.
Yes.
Okay.
I did turn in the presentation for TASB.
Oh, good.
Yep. So, well, the actual, the blur, Katie did, sorry. I won't take credit for things I didn't do, Katie. So, well, there you go.
I should be able to have some topics, some on the land facilities committee.
Yes,
oh,
the
yes,
land facilities.
Thank you.
We'll add that.
Bringing recommendations through that.
Okay. Good stuff. All right. Are we ready to? Where are we now? So we can have a closed session, or we can listen to Dr. Sims.
Well, Dr. Sims is not here yet, so.
Oh.
You can.
We can watch him.
You can look at yourself, but you can hire
him.
Okay.
We can the action items for the lunch prices. Are we still on, right now, through COVID, there is no charge for lunch, correct?
Correct.
But next year, that will cease, and we will be back.
I think we'll be okay there, too. But Nancy will be the one presenting on that.
Okay.
I guess this fits in with lunch, the collection of those forms.
I didn't hear that.
The collection of the forms?
The
lunches?
What?
Applications?
The applications, yes.
Yes.
For the lunch applications, yes.
Yeah. She'll be presented on the lunch prices, and what she'll bring around is that we'll be feeding all, and but there's an issue with the pre-reduced lunch form collection fees that we've got to find an alternative for.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense because, like last year, nobody
yeah.
turned it in, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody was eating for free. So,
well, they'll have even less of a reason to turn it in next year. So, yeah.
Okay.
But she'll present on that. That'll be part of it.
She'll have some alternative or some ideas to present about mm-hmm. how to increase that.
She shares some stuff with
me. Yeah, she has a couple ideas.
I think the entire team is going to try to come up with
all kinds of things. Yeah, it's going to be a group effort.
It's,
so we're going to be at Archie's with a bake sale and a form.
Yeah, pretty much.
Shoot. Prize time. Yeah, I think I can see he's not here, so
sure.
we can meet for
sure.
post and
come knock on the door when he does arrive, I guess.
Sure.
Okay, so the Board of Trustees will now go into a closed session. The closed session will be held for purposes authorized by the Texas Open Meetings Act, Texas Government Code 551.076, security, concerning any and all purposes permitted by the Act. No voting will take place in the closed meeting. Any action the board wishes to take as a part of discussions in closed session will take place after the board reconvenes in the open meeting. It is now 6:07 p.m.
Susie, did you mind doing, because I did not. Katie asked us about, we've got to do the closed session, but what time we... Shoot, I didn't even bring any of that with
yeah,
me.
I
now that I think about
that.
It, I didn't bring
maybe
any
maybe she has it.
No, she had emailed us asking for what time we... What time we...
started closed session already?
Because I had a cluster of papers.
Me too, and actually I set it up next to my desk today and was going to bring them, and that's why I emailed you asking for text you.
Oh, yeah, and I figured with everything else going on.
Yes.
And that's about, there's no way I was going to.
$350 yesterday to do 89 head. So that's not bad.
Where at?
Brian.
That's good.
That sounds like work, not TikTok.
Did you expect Eliana to She said that sounds like work, not TikTok.
No, it's that video. It's only like 4 minutes, so it's not bad. She's with Schlechty. I don't know her last name.
Should she present last time? Dark hair?
No. She got short hair. She wears glasses. No. She's been on auto mentor virtually.
Katie, what time's it get dark?
I don't know.
You've got 7 maybe?
7 something?
It says on the weather app, sunset is at 7:59.
7:59.
Oh, there you go.
I've been way off. Is it supposed to rain again?
Tomorrow. But I guess the river's come down.
I hope so.
Well, last board meeting, I went to another district, and it's way outside while they were in executive session, so this is a whole lot better.
Oh, because they kind of didn't have a room to go into?
Yeah.
Whose was that?
I was at Tarkington, probably
8 or 9 years ago?
Say, wasn't the one this year where they had like...
Oh, no, this one brought into this year.
Didn't they have like an interesting one this year? Parkinson?
Oh, yeah, that's right, they did, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, see, last year I was talking, I think it was 2014, so...
Mm, okay. That's when the superintendent was well done. Yeah.
He just taken over.
From Kirshner? Was it Kirshner before?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
My last year there was the first year they brought Daniel Barton in as principal, and I saw pastures elsewhere.
Yeah, I don't know him at all, so. I
Now, new board chairs.
Can't afford it.
Need some duct tape.
Duct tape.
Yup. get all crazy.
Sometimes it doesn't take much.
Get people started.
I don't have a problem with it if you can find a way to medically legalize it fine. Mm-hmm. It was restricted to adults, but obviously that don't work.
Right.
I think so, if you want to, it's like, you know, it's not a
all right.
So you can just push that out of the way. Sorry. Didn't mean to block the door.
Sorry, I meant to say, but I was going to call again to remove a snake from the neighbor's yard. So.
Oh, fun!
Ooh,
we're going to
call somebody across the street. I didn't. I said it to my brother. I said, what kind of snake is this? Mm-hmm. Is it the copperhead? Stay away from it. I said, no worries about staying away from it.
Yeah. Copperhead,
no matter what it is.
Well, unless they're sitting there playing with the snake, it's going to be gone when it gets.
Yeah.
My wife all the time. She runs up from the barn. There's a snake gonna come kill us. It's not gonna be there when I get back.
Mothballs outside, like under our trailer, like at the deer leaf. But who knows if it works, you know?
Well, I've found one in my yard every year I've been there. So last year was one of those big old, what do they call them? Cow snakes or something? What do they call them?
Chicken snakes?
Chicken snakes?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that snake was so big.
We're good snakes.
I know. I didn't.
But they're still scary.
Yeah, it was like, this huge. Cage was bad. It was like, it was not going hungry. But I stared at it, and it stared at me, and I thought, oh, I think you're a good snake, but I don't know what you are. My brother told me. I took a picture of it. And he slid right under the fence into the neighbor's yard.
Yeah, see, I just don't even care for good, bad, ugly, and
this. Once the larvae start running, copperheads really pick up, and like between 9 and 9 p.m. and midnight, go out there with a flashlight around your oak trees.
Really?
And on the oak trees head high. Mm-hmm. You can see all you want. We kill. We call it one weekend and two nights, we kill right at 30 head next door to my house.
You are kidding me.
Just with a flashlight.
What are you talking about?
They use an axe or a machete or a golf club. Mm. But what's funny is in 20-something years we've lived next door right there, I haven't seen 10 when we kill that many at their place. We're not only looking for them either, but they don't find me.
Right.
You working on Deidre?
I was just looking, monitoring the social media. Mm-hmm.
Anything new today?
No, that's good stuff.
Tanya, I was like, woohoo! Tanya, Atkins, this cool cat, it's gonna save the day!
It was pretty engaging, but.
Who is jumping on here, Kitty?
Dr. Sims.
Month, but do you know the hurricane hit a barge or a crane or whatever and like fell on this brand new bridge they had just built?
Oh wow.
So it took out the bridge to Pensacola. So you have to go all the way around, like a whole 45-minute detour to get to that beach. Well, we've just been going to Johnson Beach or Orange Beach or any of those beaches, and they're pretty as well, but not having that beach makes all these beaches much more crowded. And stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully it'll be fixed soon. Imagine your sleeves.
So you said that you've had it booked pretty much, huh?
We opened it up April 11th. I don't know. Yeah, we opened it up on April 11th. We had it booked the 16th, 5 days later. And since then, so we've had 3 bookings.
Did they leave you reviews? Mm-hmm. And do you have, to have a cleaning service and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I have a, so my second guest really trashed the place.
Mm.
Yeah.
anyway, the housekeeper took pictures of it and sent it to me, and I was able to regain some of the deposit back, I guess. I don't know what it was, but my first and my third guests were perfect. They did everything right. They gave me reviews. The second one, since she was going to have to pay, she gave me a bad review, and then I asked Airbnb if they could remove it because she obviously didn't follow the rules. I mean, she left trash all over the floor. She smoked pot in the house.
Nice.
It was just nuts. It was absolutely
was
nuts.
Was it just her?
No, there was a family of five. Anyway. Mm-hmm. It was just crazy. But the next guests are coming this Friday. But yeah, the housekeeping service is called Local and Made. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they come in and clean after every guest. Leave and get a bed rest. So.
And do you have somebody that helps you with your yard? I'm guessing.
No. We went there this weekend. And I was like, yeah, get the yard. But I forget what the type of grass is that was planted. Soisa or something like that. It's not really fast growing. Hopefully. We'll see. We usually do it, you know, here you have to mow every weekend or every weekend, but this type of grass is very supposed to be low maintenance. I can show you my yard. Let me see. The front yard, well, at least from the doorbell. It's just a little bitty patch.
It looks nice though.
So you can't really see, but there's that little shrubs out there. And we bought some edging to clean it up, but the backyard kind of maybe too old for this one.
Oh no, back. She'll be on there, trust me.
Well, and it's got some nautical rope in there that turns on lights and inside it's got some stuff. It's kind of cute. I do not put them in there. Mm-hmm. But they are.
Mm-hmm. Looks good. Mm-hmm.
That was really good. We worked on that.
So you've got another place you're working on now?
Somewhat. It'll be in Graveland.
Graveland. What's that?
New Crockett. By Houston County Lake.
And right here?
No, oh. No, no. It's too far. It's about 2 hours. So this is going to be a house by a lake?
Yes.
So it's about a mile and a half, maybe a little over a mile to the Kenny Dog. They don't ever fish that lake, though.
No.
But yeah, you just go up a Crockett that mm-hmm. way.
It's about 2 hours.
But that's where there's 5 acres, and we'll put the tiny house there, and there's also a cabin there.
And is this also going to be an Airbnb?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Can they hunt on the 5 acres? Is there hunting?
There's probably, and there's tons of acres behind it, so they could possibly go on the lease behind it as well. Mm-hmm. So hunting and fishing. So that's what we're
talking about. It has its own farm?
No, it does not. You're a mile from the public boat ramp, so Houston County Lake.
What?
So
are you doing
a
tiny house from scratch?
Yeah, we're not from the one from
the city council. What
can
you
do?
Negative.
Something. Wow. But this is the lake.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's on this road. Well, no, it was his dad's property. So he, and he's got property at Sam Raven, but it's in that Raven country. Mm-hmm. So it'll be whatever Mark builds there, it'll have to be that region. Yeah, we're going to build another spot in Florida.
We are eventually.
So there's our spot, and we have a neighbor, and then we'll have a bit in the lot. That's where we're this house is for real already, so
you kill me?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. So I'm having it repainted on the outside, the inside, and more
because there might be a teacher in that window.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Abby asked me to write her a letter of recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's only going to teach in the college.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Monstar, but over in by Cypress.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She told me that McKinsey quit and started working full time.
Hmm.
So she can afford her apartment.
That's what Joe and you and I have joined us up here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So he took, when he went to Sam, did he have dual credit courses that he had to count? He did not.
Maybe.
He might have. He might have had English AP. Because he was just going to Lone Star to get some of those basic credit.
I don't know.
That seems to have a lot of things in school.
Mm-hmm.
Which would just be better. Because, but I think that the pandemic really hurt. He was working at the hotel there on campus, and the pandemic, and not people wanted to be there. They had so the virus did cut it, so you know, they had that extra income. Then they went all online, so they just come home, and then I'm going to college attendance, you know, because they keep going. It was just very.
Was it just like
such a motivated kid?
How's his brother? He helps his brother.
Yeah, he's doing great.
Yeah.
He gets into such trouble sometimes because he's too opinionated. He is, I think he's a senior. He's really split his time between the junior high and high school because he does not have transportation.
Well, no,
he's not a Joey.
That was good to see him, though.
He seems like a good kid. Ashley made his day.
Ashley College?
She did what?
She made Joey's day.
Oh, yeah.
Were you watching?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Watch it.
It's cute.
Yeah, she signed up because of his film. She's his speech, yeah. And he just went, oh,
oh, he's been so good.
I was about to choke in that evening. It was those minutes you brought to us. And your baby graduates.
Yeah.
I saw those prom pictures. They look awesome.
Yeah.
Where was it prom? It was
a great night.
At Lone Star Convention Center.
Oh, okay.
I left
my house and went to the Dollar General, and there was a limousine bus turning off 105 on the false story, saying limousine or whatever. And then when I was coming back, there was a little like a micro mini bus that was pulling off of false story going on 105. And the difference between the two buses, obviously the Sam was a fancy limousine type bus, mm-hmm. and the micro bus was an old short bus, school bus, like our activity mm-hmm. buses, that had been, looked like it had been painted black with paintbrush, and the rims were spray painted gold.
Oh.
And the guy driving's in like an orange beach t-shirt of some sort.
Oh,
but you can
gosh.
See up, you know, you see through the tinted windows that the kids were, you know, dressed up and stuff. So I'm wondering what the inside of that thing looked like.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I bet it was probably pretty nice. I'm going, there's going to be a story on Monday about this bus.
I'm
going
to tell y'all, if y'all have not listened, I listened to Matthew McConaughey's Green Lights.
Oh, that's our next book club. Oh, my it's God. Awesome. So but the audio book is so good because
he does it.
Yes.
It is
so good.
That's our next book club. I told my daughter, this has to be your next book. So she started this weekend and she sends me a check. This book is awesome.
I love it.
I told you.
I absolutely love it. He's got a lot of, there's some really good little nuggets of wisdom in there. I mean, he really,
his story, his family
and
story
is so amazing. Yeah.
His brother, Rooster.
Yeah. Yep.
Didn't he just have a baby?
Something silly.
Anyway. But talking about his mom and dad.
They got married three times, divorced twice to the same people.
Yep. You know how he died, right?
Yeah, he died in bed having sex.
Yeah.
Heart attack.
He's like Richard Pryor's
Is there something going on with the generator?
He said he always told him how he was going to go out, right?
You know what Richard Pryor's joke is about that?
Uh-huh.
He said his daddy came and went at the same time.
I saw Matthew McConaughey's
daddy. Yeah. Yep.
But he has two brothers? Rooster and...
Two brothers?
Yeah,
and
Rooster and Mike? Or...
Oh, who's the one that's closest to became his agent? What's his name? Not... Lee was his... No, no.
But they're all very successful.
I'm listening to somebody else.
Yes.
No, it's...
I love the story about the one brother who calls his telephone service and asked... Because they had been on a trip and he'd been away for a while, and he asked for all of his. Did you remember that part?
I haven't seen the book. I mean, I haven't read the book or heard it.
Oh, okay.
But I just heard some of his stories. Who doesn't like Matthew McConaughey? But he lost his sexiness to me after he did the Dallas Buyers Club.
But you should listen to why he did what he did. He was actually a rebel in Hollywood.
Yep. What I thought was fascinating was that he and his dog would just go and stay in a random trailer park, and nobody bothered him. Like he said, the trailer park people are the coolest people out there. They don't mess with you as long as you don't mess with them. And I was like, what about
you had a cage with a tiger or something?
A tiger?
He has traveled the world.
Kind of a cage with a lion or something. I don't know.
There you go. He's leading the polls right now, 45% to 33% against Abbott.
We're ready for the reconnaissance. Is that what they're calling it now? It's the reconnaissance. We're ready.
Is that the story about his son asking why he's not married to his mom?
Yeah. Pat and Rooster.
Pat.
McConaughey, yeah.
Pat has to be a pet.
See what it says about Rooster's son's name. It's something silly. Oh, gosh.
He would.
Let's see. Rooster McConaughey's son.
Miller Lite.
His name is Miller Lite McConaughey.
But the spelling of light is L-Y-T-E.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Is that hilarious?
So
So you saw that, was it EdTV?
Mm-hmm.
And what's his name? Played Brewster. Oh, he was on Cheers.
On Cheers?
No, the young guy. Woody Harrelson.
Woody wasn't on. Oh, yeah, Cheers. That's what I was thinking of.
Woody Harrelson played Brewster.
Well, he also played, is that True Detective? Uh-huh. They partnered up in True Detective. That was a really good series.
That's what Jim said. I didn't see that one.
I just can't watch.
It was on HBO. It was good.
Yeah,
did you ever read Ready Player One, Tammy?
Ready what?
Ready Player One.
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Is it good?
Ready Player One's good, but there's Ready Player Two or Ready Set Two or something like that, and that's what I'm supposed to read for book club, and I never read it. So then I'm a nightfan. Still have read it. So. Ready Player One is very interesting because it goes through this pandemic. And this man that's built this, he's built this virtual world for everybody. And he's offered, you know, he said he wants internet to be free or whatever. Kids go to school remotely, but they have to put their VR headsets on, and they know if they're engaged or not by their pupils. Anyways, it's all these things that are futuristic. And anyway, in the book, this big creator of this, he doesn't have any children. He doesn't have anyone to leave his fortune to. So he creates a game within the virtual game.
Mm-hmm.
And he leaves what they call an Easter egg for gamers to find. And the person that finds the egg wins his fortune. But he only did this as his, like he made a video and he died. And we released the video as part of his will. So all these gamers are looking for this
egg.
Well, yeah, and it's all these clues and it takes you through these things and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, years pass and no one's found this egg. And so finally, this is the story about this kid who finds this egg. But in the book, the writer left clues within the book, and if you found those clues, he gave you a DeLorean. So somebody was in the book, you're reading it, and somebody figured out there's clues in this book, and it was an Easter egg inside the book that he gave away in a DeLorean to a reader.
That's cool.
That is cool.
But
it was clever. Very clever.
Did you read that book I said that I thought was one of the best books? Anxious People.
Anxious People? Is it good?
I'm looking for another good book. It's right now I'm back on a podcast. And actually, it's a podcast of the Airbnb, the creators of the Airbnb. You should listen to it.
Huh.
It's on This American Life.
I think read Anxious People.
It's okay. A quick read. It's by Frederick Bachman. Have you read any of his? Bear Town.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's the same author.
That green light is so good. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's my book club. What we selected. So.
I didn't have to do the audiobook, so. You need to do it because he puts so much intonation and inflection.
Yeah. It totally adds to it.
He makes voices of other people. Mm-hmm. Like he tries to sound like other people that he's imitating.
Yeah, those families in Australia, that was hilarious.
Oh my gosh, that whole experience.
Oh, yeah.
But because he said he'd stay here.
That's right.
He did.
That was great. So is it a long audio? I've only done one audio.
If it is, it didn't take you long.
It didn't seem like it was really long.
But it's the previous one.
It's really good.
Let me see here. Looks like my daughter might have finished it too. No. read the reviews on it. Every single review, I just got tired of reading four fives.
Yeah.
We didn't have one bad review yet.
Wow.
Did you see him in the Dallas Buyers Club?
Mm-hmm. Hot in the parking lot.
He talks about getting ready for that.
Oh, it was hard to watch.
He got down to, what was it, a 130?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
That's what I am.
He was just...
The reviews on it, I mean, out of 12,000, it's like a 4.8 or something. Wow. Pretty good. I would want credit.
Yeah,
I just bought it.
Commercial bathroom. Maybe what?
Anxious people?
Mm-hmm. Because.
How was the reviews on it? Yeah. They're great. That's why I usually read a few just to make sure. Because I downloaded a book about 2-3 months ago and I read all the reviews and they were great, but nowhere in there. It's just almost on the side of porn. I was like, what the heck is going on?
Side of what?
On the side of porn.
Oh, wow.
It's like, dang.
Huh.
Like, I didn't expect that. Okay.
So, you know, a couple of my favorite books are The Nightingale, Where the Crawfish Sing, Carlet Sing, Fairy Tale. But this could be like
right up there. Just a fun kind of book, but it's about this lady who's a movie star. She's got a drug addiction problem and all kinds of problems. And it's just a fun book. But it's fun. It really is fun because she gets hooked up with a psychologist and they're at each other's throats. They end up going together. It's called Adulting. It's just a fun book.
We're at a lake house this weekend. And I was like, no, sorry, son, you're not going to that. So he and a couple of his buddies went to Ken's best friend's house, and he was their chaperone.
I told you about the Four Winds, right?
There you go.
And so
Four Winds?
Yeah. So they got to be a little crazy.
It's Kristen Hannah.
I love her.
It's a good book. It's a real book.
I've read The Nightingale, of course. I read The Great Alone of Hers. I'm trying to think of it. I read A Night Rider too of hers. Yeah.
I got this.
Call me home.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. That would be something. I'll tell you that the weirdest thing that's happened.
I don't know if it's a good audio book though.
So. Big Sale weekend, a friend of ours over in Dobbin.
Several characters.
The Elite.
So.
Mm-hmm. And he actually allowed
That's
us to
okay.
put a few
I,
in there. So
like,
it's
I, my
all
very,
of
one of my very first audiobooks was The Help.
And
it had four different narrators.
Yeah.
But it's an
amazing It's good they have four different ones, but when one narrator is trying to do all the
lines. And there's
this one has about
everywhere. So, one, even on a very dry day with lots of rock. He would have had any
characters.
No one's near enough places to park.
Oh.
And he was utilizing the church down the street, which was within walking distance, and had permission to park trailers and vehicles and stuff there. And the sale is over at 2:00 easy.
Mm-hmm.
And people are just, you know, one in, one out, trying to get loaded in the mud, slipping, sliding, and everywhere, the whole deal. All of a sudden, this Montgomery County Sheriff's Officer walks up, and he's pissed. And he didn't want to hear nothing. He told him, this, you know, Josh said, look, you're the rain, this, that, I don't care. He said, well, we just finished. We're going to get them in and out as fast as you can. He said, I don't care. Get these vehicles off the street. And this is in north, near Dobbin.
Yeah.
When you go to Dobbin and go north of Dobbin on whatever that road is, it's basically in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And on a side street, not on the main thoroughfare.
Not like main, yeah.
So, and the main thoroughfare is a state road. It's not even a county road, so it's got shoulders. And there were people allegedly parked even that far down and on that main thoroughfare. And he said, I'm telling you right now, if By the time I walked back to my truck, I want to start writing tickets, and he was like, $2,000 tickets from blocking the roadway, so I don't know what it was. But he was an absolute asshole. And you don't normally see that from Montgomery County.
Yeah.
And I'm like, should I text Ran? Should I not text Ran? It's not like it's always alone, but right. I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And plus, I didn't want him screwing with me, so I just...
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to decide which battle.
Ran would not be proud of this guy right now.
No, that's not cool.
And basically, you're talking about 4-H and the fake families.
Yeah, so it's not like you're a bunch of
hoodlums. We've had, you know what, 7 or 8 inches of rain in the last 48 hours trying to get projects out of this facility.
Yeah.
He didn't want to hear it.
That's not cool. That's just somebody who's got...
He has just poked out further than it needed to be.
Yeah, that's exactly
it. And it may have something to do with the fact that he almost busted his ass in the bus.
That would probably do it.
Some little 8-year-old probably laughed at it.
There are those in every department.
Yep. You got that one.
Hell, in every profession.
Yep. Well, I may be one.
I don't think so. There's a difference.
Hello. Well, we're at a board meeting.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. They're in closed session right now, though.
Yes. What are you
Did he ever zoom in?
I don't think so. Tammy just ran to the restroom.
Okay, everybody else left?
No, Tammy got a phone call. Kevin just went to his office for a minute.
Okay.
I'm holding out the fort.
Good job. Sure we could be heard in there, right?
I can hear you. the young man that was...
What was he here for?
He was a high school teacher.
Yeah.
He's a science.
I bet he's just maybe doing the master's.
Okay. Awesome. Dr. Yes. Sims has never logged on, so...
Should we email him? There's nothing?
So... I tried.
So, he never logged on. Okay. Okay. We invited him, right?
Yes.
We did not log on.
I mean, I was just saying it rhetorically. I'm sorry. I know you did because it was an encounter of life. Please do. You just put me out of my misery.
So yes, he did not log on?
Yes, I'll be on there. And yeah. I've emailed him.
Okay. 7:12.
Yeah, we just need to go over the, I guess, the action items. And then
let me look down if there's a possible option about doing them that too. Yeah, so we pulled the stipend. We pulled 9C.
9A, B, and C are all pulled.
9A is... Can we talk about 9A for a second? That's different than 9B, C, and D.
Oh, okay.
Or 9B and C. Kevin, sorry.
The budget amendment?
Yes.
It's just a standard budget amendment cleaning up for this budget.
For this year's budget.
So you lost revenue on the skate and the lump? Was that right?
It's cleaning up the budget. All we're doing is cleaning up the revenue side and the expenditure side on the skate center. Since there is no revenue, it's basically just taking it off both sides.
No revenue, no expenditures on it?
Correct. Well, very much. We still have utilities.
And that was the only change, Kevin?
No, it's the your...
I mean, I did look at it. I'm sorry, but it...
The action summary kind of has a summary of that. You got a decrease in general operating revenue of $520,000 as a result of the skate center closing, the decrease in bank interest revenue, which was lower interest rates, and the fund balance construction projects coming to a head, so that money's not an investment. There was a decrease in your charge reimbursement revenue because of, you know, the COVID shutdown and such. We didn't have as many services going out after the budget was set. Accrued for a decrease by $520,000 in expenditures following the state skate center excess budgeted high school salary, reallocation of tech funds offset by ESSER funds, mandated spend funding there, assistant principal adjustment in that line item for assistant principal salary, the superintendent salary allocation for the remainder of the year, and accrued for the required bilingual spending threshold, which we had to raise that figure in that column. And then a lot of student staff travel because of COVID.
I'll make a motion to approve the budget amendment number 2 as presented.
Second.
Okay. We've got a motion made by Jackie Knott and second. Who was that?
Alan.
That was Alan. Okay. Alan seconding it to approve the budget amendment number 2 as presented. All those voting in favor, raise your right hand. All right. Motion passes. 5. Okay, so those next two, and just to reiterate about this, two things. One is that the agenda meetings generally, I think, are for information about the agenda. So, you know, some of the heavy voting stuff that, you know, if it can be put off, I think we need time to look at that. Stipends in the past have been something that there's been some discussion on sometimes, and I know for me, I was using my phone the whole weekend, and I can't download information on it, so I'll just admit my weaknesses in front of everyone.
We just asked if the board was okay with it, fine, if not, we'll
okay.
Go
okay, good. It's just, all right. Great, thanks. I just didn't want you to think it was anything we were arguing about.
It's a mechanical piece. The salary compensation plan is a mechanical piece of the budget development, and you have to get that nailed down. We get spreadsheets from TASB that has all the data that gets input on every specific employee, and what that has to be put into our data management system and then rolled over into the 21-22 budget, so you can kind of get down to the brass tacks.
You're trying to build that and not do it all.
It's just one of those steps.
Got it. Okay.
We'll be good.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin, when I looked at it today, it looked like there was some stuff off, though. Would you just look at it?
Your specific stipend question is, it was relevant to, especially the email I saw, was the master's degree stipends. We had a spike like we've never seen since we set the stipend schedule. Typically what I do is, like 2 weeks ago, I send the new spreadsheet to Laura and ask her to feed in all the data that we paid on for this budget cycle, and we use that kind of forecast for the next budget. Oh, that number came back. I mean, it was like from 74
to
90, or 76 to 94, almost a $20,000 spike, which, depending on how you look at it, that's good. We've got staff that is really going out there and mm-hmm. furthering their education. But yeah, that was definitely a red flag, and the reason it was colored orange on that spreadsheet, that was something we will talk about.
So maybe I was just, where I was going with that, though, Kevin, is maybe I'm not looking at it right, because I was thinking, if it's for the next year, shouldn't it say $94,000 then? And it says $70,000. And I was like, did it just...
There's columns.
Oh, did it get... Maybe it got cut off.
There's a 21.
Oh.
Was it a printed version?
No.
I bet my PDF got cut. No, I bet my PDF, because it said 1920, 2021. I mean, I'm like, well, aren't we talking about 21, 22?
21, 22. There's a column for... compared to last year,
I bet it got cut off.
Another column that is
that's the problem with
overage.
Transferring things to Google PDF.
Yeah, I'm not.
Now that makes more sense, because I'm like, but the numbers don't match, and why are we getting numbers for last year?
To you in Excel.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's because there's three more columns out there.
Okay.
You probably didn't see.
Yeah, yeah. I screenshotted it, yeah. So take a look.
There was a lot of different little. There's some orange spots in there that
yes,
are definitely uh-huh. conversation points.
Yes, yes.
In fact, I got another one this morning. So this really does fit, because there was one numbers-based ad that came this morning that we're going to have that to slide in there. So we'll have revised documents for you going for the next meeting.
Good deal. Thank you, Kevin.
Yes, so we'll get slammed. All right, so we've got those. Now, we've got the item 9D, the action on safety and security protocol. So we didn't get to hear from Dr. Sims.
I don't know that there was this one. I won't, push anything else, but I would like to make a motion to make the masks optional immediately for all outdoor activities. And make masks optional after the last day of the 2020-2021 regular school year.
Did you have a third piece of that? High school?
What?
Did you have a third piece to that motion for the high school?
What?
Oh, no, I mean for the elementary students for now?
I didn't.
No.
I didn't, because we didn't get to hear as much as I'd like to. I just... don't know that we can effectively do that without the interrupt for students and staff.
Okay, mask optional for?
Mask optional for students and staff.
After the last day of school. So that I'm going to read your motion back. The motion was made by Alan Wells to effective immediately, mask for outdoor activities are optional for all students and staff. And mask will be optional for students and staff after the last day of school of 2021.
Regular school year.
That's not addressing the quarantine at all. The mandatory, you know what I mean? That's the only thing. What is the close contact? So I guess we'll address that. That's the only thing. It's not addressing the close contact that we discussed. What are the going to be the ramifications? That would be
for the
ramifications if someone got sick. I almost think we need to kind of develop more of a. That's what I was trying to press for a little bit, so we could go through all of what's going to happen if a kid does get sick. What's going to happen? Because we can pass it, we still don't know what's going to happen if someone gets sick. Because
after the last day of school,
right?
Yeah.
Do
you send them just the kids in that class?
Well, that's the thing about the summer school piece, is you'll be able to spread them out, so the close contact would not apply, because they're all distanced. Close contact only applies when you're within 3 feet of each other. And given that our ratio is 1 to 10 in summer school, you'll be able to spread those kids out. So the close contact, as defined by CDC currently, would not apply in those cases. Right. Meaning we wouldn't have to send them home.
But then we have 20, 21, 22.
I'm going to second that motion. I'd like a second because I think that if data comes back differently, then we can make something else. But this gives people, gives people hope.
No, I'm good.
It gives
with
them
that.
Something that says, okay, outdoors, graduation, etc. They're optional for staff and students, effective mm-hmm. immediately. And after the last day of school for 2021, it's also optional for staff and students.
If we use the guidelines that we have now, we can capture data.
I'm good with that. I just want to make sure.
Can you capture the data of knowing that if one kid tests positive with our quarantining, are we going to lose the whole summer school class? And then we do have
Not for summer school.
Not for summer school because there's the space, the capacity, the real estate allows for distance. It's social distancing. So you wouldn't have the close contact.
And that's what I'm trying to wrap my head around. Mm-hmm. When the kids come in the door,
real school year, in August. Yeah.
It's not just, but even in summer school, it's not just when they sit in their desk, right? I mean, what about the rest of the school?
We have to have 15 minutes of sustained close contact.
Change that every home.
You get to let home particles, all that stuff. So
they can play football. They can play football, Dan.
That's kind of what we looked at. It's right. They're riding with all sports.
You see what I'm saying? They're riding the bus together. They're,
With all sports, all set activities.
Oh, I was about to say, but so ignore the bus. But they're still playing football.
No, not on the bus. You have to wear it. It's a federal law. But we just, the motion as it read does not specify that you got to write the, and that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of details that we're leaving out.
I'm just afraid that if...
After the last day of school.
So if
data comes back and we have to amend that, we have to revise.
The bus load at home.
So let me walk through the what you're saying, the scenario. September 15th, we've got a bus full of kids. The masks are optional. And
it's federal law.
It doesn't matter what y'all do. No matter what y'all supersedes that.
Yeah, that's federal.
It's a federal mandate.
Say in the motion. The federal law has to apply.
That's just the bus.
Everything else is optional. Am I clear? The only restriction you're lifting is the mask is optional for outdoor activities.
And optional after the last day of school, effective immediately, optional for students and teachers, staff, for outdoor activities, and will be the same optional for students and staff after the last day of school.
Regular
school year of 2021, regular school year, but either you need to continue your motion or we may need to do an amendment, what goes up goes down, to state not that does not conflict with any federal or state laws, right? Because if it's a federal law that you have to wear a mask, you don't think so?
I think it'd be clear.
For the community.
I think it'd be clear to...
Everybody sends their kids... First day of school, no mask.
Yeah, no mask.
We better have boxes and boxes available.
Yeah, what Jackie said, I said that on my motion. You just didn't hear me. So just write that in.
Subject to federal and state laws. Actual laws, right?
Yeah. Well, so we're going to continue to follow the CDC guidelines.
That's for close contact?
Yeah, at this time.
At this time, I think we should through... summer school, and then that gives us time to build something over the summer to know what we're going to do for quarantining or close contact rules. We have summertime to write those, and I think we still have to adopt something before the school year.
And it might just be clarifying with us. Because they keep updating the stuff.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with that.
Okay. And then we readdress. I just was wanting to make sure it didn't put y'all in a spot if we didn't then define a different idea of close contact that was different from what the
in my
Sims
opinion,
was. That's all.
Y'all have not changed the close contact rules.
No.
Okay. You have a question?
So if all activities outdoors are mask optional, do you lift any of the visitation for outdoor activities? Parents to attend outdoor activities.
Is there a limitation?
Right now, like field day, parents aren't allowed, their parents aren't allowed.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But if you're going to have field day outdoors.
This will be after school.
No, this would be effective immediately.
You're looking at all outdoor activities.
That's what I was.
Man, that's a tough one there. That's a good question.
What are we?
Because in order for the parents to sign in, they got to get into the campus. And that's what we're trying to play.
They'll be outside in a big event.
But I don't think it really addresses that, or it doesn't conflict or provide support of, right? It's really staff and students. We're not even talking about parents, whether they have to wear a mask or don't have to wear a mask, and whether they can and can't attend, right?
Right now, we're not allowed on campus.
Right, so I don't think it conflicts with that because they're not allowed.
Saying, okay, it's all outdoor, is no longer being required a mask. Unless you wanted to. I think it kind of opens the door for parents who want to attend those activities. We've said, no, you can't, because there could be cross-contamination, whatever. We don't know if you're with this group or that group.
But, Deidre, the one thing with that is that category that our responsibility is in, it doesn't address that either. I think all we're doing is we're changing what we had set out from the very beginning. Okay. You know, that's the only thing. So I don't think in that original did we ever discuss that. I think it was on the campuses that was set out.
So with this, by activities, we mean all. But
this is
everything.
I need to get clarification for our operational. So this would not explicitly forbid campuses for allowing.
Right.
But the original discussion didn't either.
That's what she said.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say. That the paragraph or the statement where board has to approve, you know, we have to change. If there's any change to that, we have to vote, right?
Yes.
And then that did not address those details. So I think those operational parts would be on y'all, you know, make those decisions. Am I expressing that correctly, the way the board wants it? Okay.
So,
all right, so we go back to the first.
Yeah, I called a vote.
Okay, so ready to vote on it. So, Jackie, would you mind reading?
Okay, let's see if I can get this right for the, yeah. So a motion was made by Alan Wells and seconded by Jackie Knott to effective immediately make mask optional for staff and students for all outdoor activities and make mask optional after the last day of the regular school year for 2021. Again, for staff and students, subject to not conflicting with any state or federal laws.
All right.
We can probably wordsmith that a little bit better, but that's the.
Yeah, that was good to me. You said indoor in there somewhere, right?
No, I didn't, sir. Outdoor and then mask optional after the last day of the 2021 regular school year, again, for staff and students.
All right. All those voting in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. Motion passes, 5-0.
Got all that, Deidre?
Yes, effective immediately, dressing this out tonight. I don't think I have it correctly.
Might help. Might help.
And can we turn on that spigot somewhere?
Yeah. Please do that again.
Just,
we can sit in the house tomorrow.
Poor Dr. Burke.
One day's not coming out, right?
Okay. Oh, no, we got mass moms emailing us.
Mass moms, okay.
Just one. I'm just messing. Okay. It's good.
Now, I think we talked about. If anything changed tonight, we would take tomorrow and wordsmith it and send it out. And
then you get your operational
piece. Yeah, we get our operational piece, gives them a time.
Well, at least you know. Yeah, at least you know what to tell people at that point, too, right?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
I'm just worried everybody will read, because like they do, they read one line and they say, oh, mask optional.
So I would definitely clarify.
For outdoor activities.
Which has already been passed by the president.
But buses, yeah, I would definitely
buses. Well, buses are an outdoor activity. I mean, what are you? You're in a door, but it's a bus door.
So there's a lot more protocols that go along with what's just on the bus.
But at least now that there's an end. So they'll be happy with that. I don't know what you want them to do. But, you know,
what she wants to do.
Elementary.
I want to do elementary so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go turn on this spigot.
Kind of need a win. We just need a win. That's good. Okay. All right, last question I have is, who is planning on doing the Schlechte board conference? I know, Jackie, you said you were.
I was, but then I realized I'm going to be out of town. Okay. So, but Friday, I'm not out of town Friday, and I would like to. If
it's
Friday, it's this Friday and Saturday.
It doesn't cost us anything. You're not required to be there. I just need to know. We're excited to be there.
It's virtual.
Virtual.
Okay. Well, if nobody else is going to attend, then I say let's cancel it because that I don't think that
you
would make sense.
For sign in.
It's
it's
not canceling. You just don't show up.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Because I don't want you to have to. No.
No, it's fine. I mean, we have the Schlechte virtual conference starting tomorrow on Wednesday for Adna. Okay.
I got you.
All good.
Okay. So
the goals.
Next, we have the superintendent operational goals. And I just kind of want to touch base on our role in the goals discussion. This evening, we could talk about that somewhat, but maybe it might be a good idea for the board to really look over last year's goals. We've already kind of discussed them when we discussed, last Monday. So perhaps some of those things you could look back, or Jackie, you've got the notes of everybody, but think about what our current goals are. And then maybe compile a list of ideas, just what you think is important. What do you want to, maintain? What ideas came up when we were talking last week? And then we could just really just bring that to the table. Board, would you rather, does that sound like something you,
I think
the discussion of it is important, but we've done some of that.
If we send it to somebody, or to you or whatever, can it be distributed back? Because yes.
Compiled and sent back out, yeah.
Be missing something, then I hear a suggestion.
Yeah, so whenever,
I know we can do that live, but also, sometimes. Mm-hmm.
You have time to think about it.
So if you got, whatever you send me, I will send back to the whole board and say, here's an option, and then my plan is to meet with Greg on the 12th, right? 12th, Katie? Cool. Mm-hmm. And go through all that information and plug that into the balance scorecard. So then at least we have a template we're using. And remember, we're not adopting this until June anyway. Mm-hmm. So there is time for us to do that. Just want to make sure we have goals, and then what we'll do is plug those into the key performance indicators, that kind of stuff. We may not want to change much, but there may be some things like college and career readiness that we really want to focus on.
And again, forgive my ignorance for time and clarity. So, this is a copy of this last year,
yes.
And these goals, these are the ones that, were these necessarily operational, or were these more?
These were annual goals, operational, one-year goals that we, remember we met
but
with
But you
Natalie?
Met with, that's what I was going to say, that was a long process to meet with Natalie and so forth. So is the thought or recommendation that we go through that process again, or does the evidence change?
I think either or. I don't think you need to go through that process again.
I don't think so either. I feel like these are good. These are goals that
I think
probably
are
evergreen, right?
The evidence, some of them. But I think you don't have the college and career readiness piece on there, so you would need to.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so
okay.
Just look at my opinion is look at these. Look at the milestones and evidence. See, because what we need to do, and we all know this, is we need to get those things, and how are we measuring if we're attaining those things, right? Mm-hmm. And then I think it's always better just if we can compile that into a framework that y'all can react to and say, well, we're missing this, I had a question about this. Mm-hmm. That's always, I think, a better process than just having to create it, right?
Sure, yeah, no, that makes sense.
That, and if you want to say, hey, I like this one, I want to keep it, but here's some suggestions I have on the milestones and evidence. And then just, if you could get me anything you want by May 12th, that'd be good.
Okay. Yeah, can I be used the like, love,
well,
leave
well, I think
concept,
I'm
in Greg. You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, more to me?
To
me? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because that worked with the training we needed. I know this is more involved than that, but it seemed like we could see what everybody was right. You shared that with her, and it was kind of good to see this all the similarities between all of us.
And for us, really the people, we have to operationalize those and say, well, this is how we're going to do them. And it gives us kind of marching orders for which way to go. And I don't like the last one, for example, a clear plan for managing the impending growth of the district. That probably is not going to change.
Right.
We just need to get clear on our processes and kind of kind of what we're going to do.
So if there's anything, so again, I'm looking at some of the milestones. First one, right off the bat, the teacher incentive, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I loved it. And I was thinking in my mind of using a like, love, lead kind of framework to walk through it, right? I loved it. However, we're not able to continue that because we have the new teacher incentive allotment. So just making those notes, I guess.
Yes, just make those notes. And I mean, what did we say the other day? Maintain, modify, or change?
Like lovely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
What was your date on that?
I'm meeting with Greg next Wednesday.
Okay.
The 12th. So,
By May 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Or earlier. Okay.
So us, we need to have our information back.
Yeah.
Our questions, concerns, back by the 11th.
Yes.
Homework's due by the 11th.
Due by the 11th.
And hopefully there's enough work done prior to that, when we talked about things last week, to not schedule another workshop or make this one even longer. So I just, I want to make sure, though, everybody's needs are being met. Sitting here, so hopefully. Y'all, okay.
And then I will follow up with Adam and Barry.
Okay.
To let them know what the plan is on that.
I'll sharpen my pencil.
There you go.
Because I think two things I remember really strongly from what they were talking about, all the different years we've created goals, is you shouldn't have more than, I think they were saying, six, right?
Right.
So, we don't want to just keep adding more and more and more.
Right.
And then
the evidence is so many sub-bullets, mm-hmm. right, that it just is overwhelming.
Yeah. And make sure they're measurable and, that some last for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, there's some things that just are. I think sometimes we measure a lot of things, and we're not that we don't need to, but that's normal process that we have to be doing, not necessarily goal focused.
Right.
When was the last time I did the 3 to 5?
The strategic goals?
In the 3 to 5 years?
2 years ago. But those are.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, those are also. We talked about that too. We looked at those last cabinet, and those are up for. Probably not a bad idea to review those as well.
Okay.
So,
all right.
The one we talked about that needs clarity is the digital ledger.
The digital?
Yeah. It was the one we identified in the cabinet, right?
Yeah, that was it.
Yep.
Like the goal needs to be more specific? Or?
Yeah, or just modified. We need to have a clear distinction between blended learning and remote learning. I think we just, when that strategic goal was developed, it was only done for blended learning. But then we were faced with this whole new remote learning piece, and do we need to clarify what we mean by digital? We think so. We think we need better clarity around that.
Okay.
So. Because I definitely think we increased the capacity, but, what is the next iteration of that question?
Okay. All right. Everybody has enough info? Clear enough? I don't want to push us out if anybody else has anything else going on. We good? All right. Well, if there's no objection.
Dr. Barb, so
sorry.
Looking at the social, emotional, your evidence, did you mean to leave off some of these? Increase physical safety by strategically staffing. Oh, I picked a bad one. Let me increase the effectiveness of lockdown drills by having administrative teachers. Da 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 da. But there's no evidence in that. Was that intentional?
Maybe. No. I mean, maybe we just didn't come up with the evidence on that.
Okay. That's fine.
You set one up for sure. Staff wellness.
Okay, that's fine. I just and there's a couple in here.
Oh, yeah.
Continued expansion of classroom technology, no evidence of, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. But when I'm trying to think through, for me, I was thinking of examples and using these as examples of what else might we look for, right? Or think of.
Well, I think on that one, increase physical safety by strategically staffing, we've done that, but we just need to do it. Yeah.
All
like for evidence, staff wellness plan, develop one. You know, I mean, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go back and if you see situations like that, we'll just, we'll shore those up.
Yeah, there wasn't anything listed there when I copied from
the document. Natalie compiled that evidence.
I gotcha. Okay. No, that's okay. Again, I was just trying to think of examples. Help me trigger some thoughts.
Right, yeah. This was done in February of 2020.
Oh, wow.
That's a long
over time. A year ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and it may take some time to work it out, but if, like you said, we don't need that till June.
Yeah.
And you'll let us know if you're not getting the information you need to help.
I will tattle on everybody.
Yeah, because their goals shouldn't just be from four of us. It should be from all of us. So. And if there's a problem, I guess we'd have to schedule a workshop on that. Okay. All right.
The still no word on SLI, right? We're in the lottery.
Oh, yeah,
but
they won't do it until the
7th.
They won't let people know, so a couple more days.
And then one more was adding, are we going to add those action items? You'll need an action item on the 17th, on the items 9A and B, aren't you?
Yeah. I added a couple to my list, Suzanne.
B and C.
So I had added for next time, while we were talking earlier, the stipend schedule, the salary and compensation plan, personnel for the high school, the ESAR plan, and land and facilities committee.
Okay.
With Kevin having an additional recommendation. So does that line up with it, what you had, Katie?
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good.
The 3 cents. At some point, we need to talk about
that.
Oh, the disaster
payments.
Yeah.
Do what? Okay.
Anything else? No?
I didn't quite understand the salary and compensation plan and your recommendation, Kevin. So, I mean, it's an agenda review. So, were you saying, well, you know what I didn't understand about it? Is it listed out years 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right? But I thought that no matter, does that mean that if somebody comes to us and they've got 6 years, they are at the 6 year? Okay, because I thought if you were with our district for 1 to 5 years, you made the same salary.
No.
No?
Oh, no.
Okay, I didn't, I guess, and that's standard, and it's always been like that, or? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, well, never
just
mind.
Go with that.
Yeah, I didn't know, but I guess I thought it was, you were the 1 to 5, here's your, it's 10,000, you're 6.
Going back to the comp plan for the HB3 modifications, we put the emphasis on the years 5 through 15 as a steeper curve because the board wanted to
retain,
incentivize those from a retention piece, but we had less of a percentage on the 1 through 5s and the 15 through 40.
But your recommendation is for the 1 through 5s, right?
My recommendation is across the board now because we've built the curve. Now we just need to maintain it.
I see.
Yeah. Now, that's my recommendation. You guys, if you still want to take and continue to build that curve, then that's fine too. But maintain, you know, it gets costly when you start doing that. And we did a good job with House Bill 3 money to do that. And now we just—it's going to be a challenge to maintain that as we go forward. Growth is this little lag period is what's going to—we've got to get that to catch up, and we're in good shape. One other piece of that—it just slipped my mind.
While you're thinking, I have to tell Katie, Alan wants to see if we can have Dr. Sims be here on the 7th.
Be here in person?
Yes. So just don't want to forget that. I wrote it on the sheet.
I wrote it down.
Sometimes the sheet doesn't.
Oh. Matter.
For next year.
Sorry. Oh, regarding looking for next year. So I was going to say, hey, we just spoke.
For next year.
A lot of answers that still.
So maybe we don't need him to come so soon.
Yeah.
Maybe we need him to come in July.
July.
I don't know more about what the practice is going to look like, I guess. And as far as the quarantine rules and all that.
Yeah, I think
by the current guidelines, whatever that
I think there's going to be so much change, because then if we start in August, by July, we wouldn't even know what we're going to set up starting the school year.
Did you remember what you were going to say, Kevin?
I guarantee you, yeah, nothing will change.
That's okay. That's okay. I'll go back through it, because I did, I questioned, like, which, I'll go back through it and reach out.
That's the teacher, nurses, librarians pay scale, and if it's 23, yeah, just remember now, 23 would be that starting salary for that person, 23 years of experience. The other piece that we continue to battle with is where we draw that, where's the cap, or is there?
Right.
Because every time I go back, and just like y'all's input, I draw that line, and then I have a report run with those people that are above that, you know, like years of experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the rock stars that are involved and still making great impact that possibly your first or 4 or 5 year teachers aren't making. So what do you do?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I guess with the new teacher incentive allotment, they can go and get potentially whatever.
Know, especially when you're staring down the throat of a teacher shortage. And I mean, do you hold a percentage COLA from somebody that's here every single day, never has an absence and making great impact on kids and been doing it for, you know, 37 years? Or do you, or not? So obviously we keep tacking another year on until that scenario changes.
Yeah. Because you went all the way up to 35 years or something?
We are 36 or 7 in our scout, in ours. That TASB list, she likes to cut it off at 25, and we tell her, you know, we need to see it all the way out.
Yeah.
And that's what y'all were presenting with that. That's a recommendation or part of her model. Or yes, we take it all the way to Coach Mack.
Yes. Yeah.
The one that's out there, and there's several behind her. But she's got the most tenure.
Is she retiring, though?
No.
No? Who was it that did?
I thought she was. There were several of them that were rumored to, but she hasn't.
Yeah, okay.
Now I'm done. Now you're done. Okay. All right. It's 7:48.
Boys are playing, by the way. Anybody wants to go to the boys' game? Yeah. Baseball game?
Today? Yeah. Out here? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Induction. Tonight?
Yes.
Induction.
Yeah, Lindsay's giving a speech for that one.
Tammy. Dr. Gregerson. Tammy. I was going to ask you a quick question. Remember the board bulletin, not this past week, the week before? You had said you'd gone to the junior high and talked to junior high kids, and it was that was you asked them some those questions, critical questions.
What were the
answers? I have them. You want me to share with you?
Yes, I would love that. I just want to hear what the kids. Because, you know, they say, okay, I would love.
Yeah, I have. I captured it, so I'll send it to you.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you. I was going to email you all week, and I just kept forgetting.
I met with them twice, so I'll send you the notes on both meetings.
That's cool.
And I get to meet with them one more time. We just had a late start this year, but next year we should be on track.
The fact you're doing, because a lot of times we don't pull the ads. I love that. Thank you very much. I was just curious about those kids. They're crazy.
We're going to have to. The last meeting, we didn't act on anything. We did talk about personnel because we talked about.
Didn't we talk about?
I guess it was safety.
Yeah, that's a safety. But I think we talked about personnel. We did talk about it because we voted them in.
Yes, that's right. I don't have times. We'll have to come back at times. That's for that one. And then for tonight, safety and security.
Yeah, it was like 9.
Today was definitely 7:10. Right, yeah, I wrote that down on May 2021.
I've got 7.
Oh, 7:13. Maybe we left. Okay.
Let's go with whatever.
Okay.
I'm good. I'll sign
and then it convened. I mean, I had that here one day.
We don't have enough machines to do that.
5:32, okay, 6:07, but we started in there at 6:10. Oh, in 7:12, yep, you're right. Okay, so I'm going to change that to 7:12. And no action. Well, yes, we did, the mask. Yes. So I guess that's safety.
Yeah, that's what it says on safety and security protocols.
I'm going to write mask in there, that way there's no question.
Okay.
And then beginning at 6:10. There we go.
So it's on and resting up?
So I hope so. She's up there watching Weston right now. But I do hope so. Katie, Suzanne nor I can remember the time, but when I get home for last week, we filled out everything else, but we don't remember what time it began and what time we came back. And so they're both in here, they're both signed, but the times on that one are not complete.